This call is a vacate call where we have an experienced property manager who is going to call the tenant. So it's the same scenario. He has to go back and have him clean out the bugs, out of the light fittings and the window tracks.
I'll be Bob.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello, it's Bob the tenant.
Hi, Bob. It's Andrew calling from Pro Rentals. Do you have a moment to speak?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I just wanted to, first of all, I understand that you've vacated the property.
Yeah. I handed back the keys yesterday.
Great. I see that. You've brought back the keys and I can see in the bag that you've got a carpet cleaning receipt.
Yeah. I used Don from Sunline for the carpet cleaning.
That's great. Thank you very much. I've been out to the property. I really must, first of all, take the time to thank you for your tenancy. You've been a tenant of us for 2 years now.
Yeah, that's right. 2 years.
That's great. I see that, having a look at your rental ledger, that you've paid the rent on time every single time that it's due. That's absolutely magnificent. Whereabouts are you moving to?
I'm just moving, actually, to Clayfield.
To Clayfield, have you bought or are you renting?
No, I'm renting. I'm staying with friends at the moment. I'm still looking for a rental property. So I'm sort of in between places, but I'm looking to move in with one of my mates. So we're looking in Clayfield, but it'd be a lot closer to work for us.
Okay, well, your rental ledger will provide an excellent reference for you in the future. So if you actually go to apply with another agency, please contact me and I'll be able to detail your tenancy to them and provide them with your rent ledger, which shows how well that you have been a tenant. So just thank you overall for your tenancy. Just in regards to your bond, do you mind if we talk about just getting your bond back to you?
Yeah, that's fine. I want to get my bond back. Yeah.
Great. Well, as I said, pay the rent on time, which is really, really good. Did you do the cleaning yourself?
Yeah, I did do the cleaning myself.
Okay, well, I just wanted to compliment you again on how clean those shower screens are. What was your secret? What did you use to clean those shower screens?
Actually, I have to confess, it was the girlfriend who came around and cleaned those, so I'm not sure, but she did get them sparkling.
Okay, that's great. Well, what I've noticed is, to get your bond back straight away, there's two items that need addressing. Number one, there's just a couple of bugs in the light fittings and a couple of bugs in the window tracks. We've got two options to get this done. Number one is you could pick up the keys today at 4 o'clock, and go and do those items yourself, since you obviously really do know how to clean something. Or I can arrange for a cleaner that will probably cost about $80, which I could arrange for that and have it deducted from your bond. Which option would you like to do?
Well, actually, I don't have too much time today. It probably would be best if you organise a cleaner to do those items, because I'm going to have to come across from the other side of town. So, $80... That probably is a bit steep, but it's probably going to be worth my while to get the cleaner to do it. It'll cost me more to get over there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much again for your tenancy. I'll arrange that. I'll sign the bond refund form now and post it and confirm your postal details. If you need anything from me, my direct line is... Boop, 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 boop.
So does that mean I'll be able to get my money back this afternoon then?
That's correct, because the cleaner will go out for the service call of $80, so I'll be able to fill out the bond form right now and forward it to you. What's your best details to give it to you?
Yeah, send it to that forwarding address that I left on the envelope when I returned the keys. But that's great, so I can get my bond back straight away. Thanks for that. Thanks for your help.
No problems. Goodbye. That's true. We wouldn't wait for the invoice if a cleaner is an $80 fee. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Some things I'm still learning. All right. So was that all right?
Yeah.
Happy with that? All right. Okay. So
just with that, did you want to add anything to explain how that was different to the last one? Like, I know it's pretty obvious, but did you want anything to say? You'll see in that last call that thanking the tenant, started with saying, can you sleep on my
wrong.
All right, so, well, let's do it. So what this is what are the key differences between a bond call that goes well and a bond call that doesn't go well?
So the key difference is, first of all, to start on the right foot. So start with saying, can you speak at the moment, rather than asking how they are. So you've seen the difference there. The other key things is to start well. So thank the tenant, start the conversation on a good note. You don't want to be starting the conversation on a negative note. So say all the good things to them, make them feel good about themselves, thank them for their tenancy, thank them for paying the rent on time. Thank them for the things that they have done, such as the cleaning that they have done and so forth. So be positive, positive, positive. Speak with them about their rental ledger and references and so forth as well. So keep the thing very positive. The next thing to do is to give the tenant options on how they can fix the problem. So you would have heard Andrew gave two options, and that was option one of a cleaner, or option two of them picking up the keys themselves. So Andrew wasn't leaving it open to me as to how to fix a problem. He was giving me the solution, the two solutions to the problem, and then I just had to go about choosing which of those solutions I wanted to do. And always keep focused on the you trying to help the tenant get the bond back as quickly as possible. So always have the call as you being positive and wanting to get the bond back as quickly as possible.